Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Beatrice. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
I'm trying to file unemployment.
So are you trying to file for unemployment, ma'am? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Unemployment, yeah.
Okay. So let's see if I can assist you with that. What is your social security number?
256-255-5125.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, ma'am. If you're on speaker or Bluetooth, can you remove that, please?
256-255-5125.
Okay, thank you. And your first and your last name?
Tabitha Harrison.
Okay, and your date of birth and your driver's license or ID?
It'll be July 3rd, 1969.
Okay, let me see here. You said July 9th, 1969?
July 3rd.
Oh, July 3rd. Okay, sorry. Okay, this we need to correct this a minute. It might take us a minute here. 1 second, ma'am. Harrison. Okay, let's see if we can start that. What is your preferred language, ma'am?
English.
Okay. So do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Okay. You said you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
Right.
Okay, so do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered a fraud?
Okay.
Do you understand that a fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under the federal government in less than the last 18 months? Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months? Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
Okay. And did you receive notifications that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you said your first name was Tabitha. Kristen. Okay, and has your name changed since the last time you filed for unemployment, ma'am?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at, the 334 number, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And you said your date of birth was July 3rd, 1969, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is your mother's maiden last name?
Florine Harrison.
Harrison, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that spelled H-A-R-R-I-S-T-O-N?
No, S-O-N.
Okay, so there's a misspelling here.
Yeah, mine is T-O-N, hers is S-O-N.
Okay. Oh, so yours is H-A-R-R-I-S-T-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
And hers is S-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just hers is S-O-N.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that because I was going to correct that on yours as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a driver's license, ma'am?
Yes.
And is that an Alabama license?
Yes.
May I have that number, please?
562-0240.
Okay, 562-0240. Okay. Thank you. And for demographic purposes, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, American, Indian, Native, Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Black.
Okay. Is that Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
Okay, male or female?
Female.
Okay, and what is the highest grade of school you completed?
Probably 10th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen, ma'am?
Yes.
And did you serve an active duty in the military more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's see, you live in the U.S. What is your residential address, ma'am?
419.
419.
Lafayette Street.
La. yet. Is that LAFAYETTEE?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, street. Okay, and what city is that located in?
Roanoke, Alabama.
Roanoke. Can you spell that for me?
R-O-A-N-O-K-E.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the zip code?
36274.
Okay, thank you. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What was your occupation before, ma'am?
CNA.
Okay. Why is it not going up? Okay, so that would be certified nurse's assistant, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not bringing it up for some reason. Okay, it's not bringing it up. Let me try medical. Nurses. Okay, so there is a physician's assistant, clinical nurse specialist, CNS, is assist with patient health problems, community health nurse, coronary care unit, apparently they were specified. So which one would it be? They don't have just a regular CNN, CNA now, or CNS.
I'm not sure which one it would be. Whatever.
What has your experience been most with? What department?
Like, nursing home, I don't know, like.
Okay, so how about CNS?
Okay.
Is that good? Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeking work in this area of occupation, ma'am?
Yeah.
Are you seeking work? Okay. And do you belong to a union?
No.
Did your are you currently registered to attend any school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
No, I'm not, because
okay.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Are you available to work all the different shifts of your occupation?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to work full time?
Yes.
Okay. And since this past recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Why not?
Well, I had three strokes.
So physically and mentally at the moment, you're under doctor's care?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Since Sunday, you have been under mental, physical, medical help. Okay. And you have, okay. Would you have been, since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically unable to work? You said right. Yes, right? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No.
No. Okay. Important note. If sickness and injury prevent you from working at a job for which you are qualified to do so,
yes.
Based on your past experience or training, you need to know that benefits could be denied until such time that you're able to prove that you're able to go to work. Okay? So you just need to know that. How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way? If you got a job, how many miles could you travel? 10
40.
Miles, 20 miles? 20?
Yes.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Okay.
No.
And are you a corporate officer in a business, ma'am?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently receiving any pension from an employer due to work injury? Workman's compensation?
No.
And a pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No.
Since October 1st of 2022 to September 30th of 2023?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, ma'am, yes or no?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or you may also request a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your payment has been approved, and there are some charges that may pertain to your card's activity. If you have any checking or savings, traditional bank, we recommend you use that. Which one do you prefer?
The prepaid benefit card.
Okay. Thank you. What was the name of the company you were working for?
Lafayette Extended Care.
I'm sorry?
Lafayette.
Extended. Okay. And would you have their phone number and location, ma'am?
Hold on, let me look it up.
Okay. You said 805.
Hospital Street.
Okay. Are you giving me the address? I just need the city, not the address.
Oh, Lafayette, Alabama.
Okay. Lafayette. Okay. And would you have the phone number, ma'am?
334.
Mm-hmm.
864.
Mm-hmm.
8854.
Okay. And your first and your last day of work?
Hold on. Let me look it up.
Okay.
First day was March 2016, and last day was
March 1st, March 15th, or March 30th.
15.
March 15, 2015.
16.
2016. Okay. And your last day, ma'am.
September, Bill. 2022.
Okay. And why are you no longer working there? Is it a discharge, lack of work, or other? Okay, so did you go on a leave of absence at the time, or not necessarily?
Can you repeat that?
Did you have a leave of absence approved, or not necessarily?
Yeah.
They did give you a leave of absence? Okay. And it was medical. And what was the name of the person that approved your leave, and from what day to what day?
Yvonne.
Yvonne was her name?
Yes, Yvonne. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And from what day to what day was that approved?
Well, actually, hold on, let me see. You said what day it started?
No, I said from what day were you approved your leave? From what date to what date?
From September.
So you, uh-huh. September.
To
what? September 1st.
Oh, the
September 15th.
The 15th.
2023.
Two.
2022.
Until. You ready? Oh.
Until when, I'm sorry?
Okay, until May.
May 1st, May 15th, May 30th.
The 1st.
2023?
Yes. Yeah.
So you are no longer on maternity leave, right? Or
right.
I mean on medical leave.
Right.
Okay. All right. So right now you're not on medical leave then. Okay.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You've gone past your medical leave. So I know, have you been discharged at this point or what?
Yes.
Okay. So at this point now you are discharged. And what was
right.
the reason they gave you? Did they give you absenteeism, or what was the reason they gave you? For this
the reason for me being discharged?
Yes. What did they tell you?
Because, you know, I had the stroke, so.
Okay. So due to absenteeism, because you couldn't go back to work?
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I was not able to go back to work due to your stroke, due to having a stroke. Okay, and you said your date of jet discharge, when was that? And you were not able to resolve.
When was what?
When was your date of discharge? What day was that?
Hold on, let me look again. It was, let me look. September. Still. 2022.
Okay. And what was the name of the supervisor that discharged you?
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Okay. Okay. And did you receive any warnings or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And are you currently, have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay?
No.
Any sick pay?
No.
Any holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Or any, have you applied for, are you receiving any pension from an employer?
From no,
this
ma'am.
Employer. Okay. And let's see here. Would you verify that the all the answers and information you provided were true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's Tabitha Harrison. Okay. Your social security number, one more time, please.
256.
Mm-hmm.
25.
Mm-hmm.
51. 25.
Okay, thank you. I need to verify your identity. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you, ma'am? Albertville, Mobile, Wedowee, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
Wedowee.
Okay. And which of the following cities? Did you attend any college, ma'am?
No cities.
Okay. Which of the following addresses in LaGrange have you been familiar with? 131 Cooper Creek Drive, 1700 Park Place, 235 Old Pond Road, 411 Jefferson Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Okay. Which of the following streets have you never been associated with? Park Place, 311 County Road, Henry Street, Denver Lane East, or none of the above? Or all of the above? Which one have you not been associated with?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1259 Lake Circle West, 135 Nook Street, 1914 Watkins Avenue, 311 Sunny Slope Trail, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Do you hereby agree to file this internet insurance claim against the state of Alabama, ma'am? Do you hereby agree to file this internet claim against the state of Alabama? Do you agree? Ma'am, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Anything,
hello?
Hello,
can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, 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 can you hear me?